Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 31st of October, and here in Auroville is hazy on 26 degrees Celsius, and for today they predict partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Temperatures between low of 26 to high of 30 degrees Celsius and with a heat index of 34. It will be breezy with winds from northeast at 10 to 25 km per hour and chance of a rain is on 50%. Later on we can expect partly cloudy with northerly winds at 15 to 25 km per hour. Morning humidity was on 82 and it will drop on 65% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 14%. New moon is on Sunday with a hybrid solar eclipse. Total solar eclipse will be visible from parts of South and North America, parts of Europe and Africa, Pacific and Atlantic, and it will start at 3:35 PM our time, reach its peak at 6:19 PM. This eclipse is of the rare hybrid variety, that is, it will be an annual eclipse along the very first 15 seconds of its track before transitioning to the total as the moon's shadow sweeps just close enough to the earth to cover the disk of the sun along the remainder of its track. So, shortly we won't see it, but we might feel it. Tomorrow, 1st of November at 2:30 PM in Multimedia Center Auditorium in Town Hall, we are invited to listen and see the land use plan by Suhasini, a surface water management by GLB, an implementation and development phasing program by Bankin. They would like to share with the community the Town Development Council related presentations that it will be shown to the governing board on 8th of November. And these include their own presentation of the work done and challenges ahead, as well as three studies, some of which were already presented once to the community in September. Diwali is a celebration of light, and numerous exciting events at this festive time are around us. Tomorrow, firework at 7 PM at Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in the National Zone, and followed by cultural program at 7:45 in Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Indian Light Music by Mr. Ganagi Amaran Group. Next day, Saturday 2nd of November at Unity Pavilion, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture will present Hindustani vocalist Viraj, who is known as Gujarat's most promising Hindustani vocal artist. The same evening, we are invited to Kipak's Farmers Cafe at our Anam Farm from 7 PM onward for dinner and free expression music, where you can also share your musical expressions. On Sunday, 3rd of November, Africa House Pavilion of African Culture in the International Zone invites the community's guests, volunteers and friends to an event. And here's Aisha from Sudan talking on the program of this evening. Aisha, hi.
Hi, I'm here.
You're welcome to our radio in our studio and welcome in Auroville.
Thank you very much.
You came to Pondicherry with another purpose.
Well, yes, I am actually in Pondicherry because I'm making an internship in India about wetlands. But I love dancing and I saw the African Pavilion and I thought maybe we can do something with you guys.
And indeed, the program is coming up on Sunday. The Africa House Pavilion of African Culture is organizing an event, which actually you are a big part of it.
Well, a big part with only dancing. Like we try to do the cultural event or a part of it at least.
So what the community can expect on Sunday?
Well, as you did on your posters, you have the coffee ceremony, you have an African movie, then you have African food. And then we come in with three dances. One is going to be pure Oriental, because Oriental is like from North Africa. Then we have a mix between Oriental and African dance. And then we have a very, very South African dance from Madagascar. Yeah, we'll try to do our best.
That is all East Africa, yeah? From Madagascar up to Sudan to the north.
Yes.
It's like and Rwanda.
Hope we're covering it, yes.
So how do you see Auroville? How do you feel it?
Oh. I think I like it. I like this atmosphere of trying to do a good thing around of yourself, wherever you are, whatever you can do. And I'm really happy to get this chance to like to show what I can and yeah, to show what I can.
But I think you also figure out that there's not many Africans in the area, yeah?
Well, yes, that's the thing that was a little bit strange, let's say, because it is an African dance what we're performing, but we're not really all Africans. Actually, I'm the only African girl, and the other girls are a mix of Indian and
Tibetan,
and and French. Yeah, so that's the thing that is a little bit missing in our African dance and in the African pavilion, I think.
The Africans. But the boys are all Africans.
Yeah, the boys are African. Yeah, that's the African part.
And as far as I know, they would be also drumming and singing in between, yeah?
Yeah, normally they should be drumming and presenting Kenya Safari, as you say it. I think it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Oh, I am half from Madagascar and half from Sudan.
Which half is from which part?
Well, I grew up in Sudan and my father is Sudanese and yeah, my mom is from Madagascar.
Have you ever visited Madagascar?
Yes, once. But I think I've learned a lot of Malagasy culture because my mom is Malagasy and she loves dancing and cooking and having party in life. So I feel really half Madagascar and half from Sudan. It's not only Sudanese.
When you're talking about this topic, you have any problems in Sudan? Because you're not... Usually when it's a mixture, they always... The people know, okay, you are not... pure something.
Well, that's what should I say? You're always different. Yes, in Sudan I am not really Sudanese, in Madagascar I'm not really Malagasy, and in Oroville I'm just fine, I think.
So Oroville is the right place for you.
Maybe. I don't know.
You stumble through the browsing roaming in Oroville, because from Pondi it's a short distance to Oroville. You stumble upon also Africa House. And I think you participated in a treehouse.
Yes, well, I think I really had a big luck, like, to meet you guys and to have the chance to be part of the African house, even for a short time, since I'm not, like, living in India.
But what do you think? Because if concerning the Dauro is supposed to be the place of human unity, then Africa should be present.
Yes, of course. It is, I would say, the start of the humanity, Africa, of course, it should be present.
You have any idea how we could foster? Because in the area, not many Africans, just few, and even those are mostly volunteers, students volunteers. And in Oroville itself, there are only 6 Africans from the whole continent, the biggest continent.
Well, I am sure if you guys, I don't know, ask in universities or just tell about Oroville in Africa, there'll be a lot of people that are ready to come and to volunteer. I was really amazed when I heard about this place. Like, I didn't know before I came to Pondicherry. And when I came, I was like, hey, why don't we hear about this place outside? I'm sure. Hmm. I'm sure if you just write somewhere or just say, people, we would like to have some volunteers for the African house, we're doing that stuff and that thing, they will come.
But the average African cannot afford really a passport. So how are we going to bring them here?
Oh, that's another story. That's another story. But I think the African that can do it and the think have this spirit of Oroville, they would come.
Regardless, anything, yeah.
Well, first regardless, anything else. And after that, we can look at the problems, let's say.
Mm. You've seen a little piece of Oroville, but are you fascinated over something? In comparison to maybe some other cities, because you also study in Germany, correct?
Yes, I do.
So you know Europe, you know Africa a bit?
Oh, a lot. I grew up in Africa, yes.
Yeah. Africa is huge, so there are 56 countries, there's a lot of places you probably haven't seen yet, yeah?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, when I talk about Africa, I talk about Madagascar and Sudan mostly, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm. How I see Oroville? Well, let's say I see it first as a village more than as a city. But that's fine. That's fine because I don't like cities much. I think I like this spirit of trying to do everything by yourself. Try to grow up your vegetable. Try to get up your water.
The popular word for that is sustainability.
Yes, I like this idea of sustainability. Yeah, to be sustained, like this change to do it. But I think I didn't live enough to really say, okay, I would like to stay here or not, or however it is.
And to prosper in human unity.
Well, my experience of the Africa House, I think we still have to work a little bit on that part, but the idea, I think that the basics are there, and I just have to, well, as an idea from somebody that looks from outside, I think you just have to maybe work on that idea of community, like working together for one thing, like we have one aim and not, I want to do my dance, you want to do your drumming, and, you know?
What to do now.
Yeah, yeah.
How to merge this together. But in overall, because you got some experiences and you travel also and you're exposed to many things, besides everything else, you also were born in Slovenia.
Yes.
Which is...
not very common, let's say that.
So you were also exposed to those parts, you know, the different things. Do you see somehow, is it human unity actually possible? In the long run, 200 years, 300 years maybe?
Yes. Yes.
You can feel the change of the consciousness in the people, the new generations which are coming up?
Well, I think if there is one aim that everybody wants to get to, it could be. Like, there are always going to be like differences between the cultures. It's very difficult to live with different cultures, really. Like, I've been living with German people, and it was, the first year it was like disaster for me, because, like, just because of the cultural problems. But I think if you have one aim, you want to say, okay, we want at the end to have peace, for example. I think if everybody just focuses on that thing, the small problems, you can just ignore them. Or just try to live with them, let's say that like that. But I think it's possible, yes, of course.
You're planning maybe to come back to Auroville?
I would like to. I think I would like to.
And indeed, the program is coming up on Sunday. The Africa House Pavilion of African Culture is organizing an event. So let us invite. When? Where?
Yes, please, guys, you come on Sunday up from 5 until... In Unity Pavilion, of course, and then, open end with a small workshop with African dance at the end.
So we can dance.
I hope you can dance.
Cool. Aisha, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And here's an announcement from Matrimandir, because the timings for Diwali would be changed. So the 2nd of November, Matrimandir and the Park of Unity are open only from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. and from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we should remember that Matrimandir and the Park of Unity will be closed for visitors on Saturday, 2nd of November. And all our villains who wish to bring their guests at 8:45 on Friday, 1st of November and Sunday, November 3rd, will need to book in advance due to the extra crowd expected over the Diwali festival time. Next week, the Governing Board is visiting us, and here's an information that the Governing Board and International Advisory Council meetings will take place in Auroville on the 7th until 9th of November. And there will be lecture by Dr. Karan Singh, chairman of the Auroville Foundation, on Vedanta Today at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nevas on Thursday, 7th of November at 6:30 p.m. The German Pavilion presents A Piece of You, Auroville, by Thomas Lehmann, who is on a world tour with the project A Piece for You. More about it, we will talk later on. And here's a news from our schools, because a team of 4 students of 8th standard from the Transition School won the first prize scientist competition, apprentice scientist competition at Lycée Français of Pondicherry on the 20th of October. There were 60 students of 12 Pondicherry schools, and the second prize has been awarded to the team of Petit Seminar, and the third to the team of St. Joseph de Clagny. And security team alerts us that as Diwali approaches, they request all residents and guests to be a little more vigilant with regards to their belongings and valuables. There usually is an increase in the thefts, cash mostly, and break-ins and trespasses in the coming weeks, and they are asking us to report such incidents as soon as possible. We can contact the security service at the following numbers: 944-3090-107 or 944-3362691. And as per law regarding pollution control, citizens are not allowed to light firecrackers between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. but they wish us all happy Diwali and we should enjoy the light. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas on Saturday instead of Friday, at 7:30 they will screen Imaginary Day Live of Pat Metheny Group, which was directed by Steve Roddy and was made in USA in 2008. At Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Ecofilm, they will screen Gasland Part 2, which was made in 2013 by Josh Fox. And in Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Spanish drama Kathmandu Lullaby, which was made in Spain in 2011 by director Iker Bolan. And on Saturday at 8 p.m. they will screen international comedy crime drama The Angela's Share, made in UK in 2012 by director Keane Loach. And children on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. they can see Secrets of the Wings, animation family fantasy made in USA in 2012 by director Robert Gunway. Later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. still in Jean Ronan Film Festival, they will screen Elena and Her Man, and was made in Italy and France in 1956. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "A wheel behind the heart, a lid over the mind divide us from the divine. Love and devotion rend the wheel, and the quietude of the mind, the lid thins and vanishes." Thank you for listening to us, and the team of Auroville Radio wish you all happy Diwali celebration of light.